Welcome and thank you for joining us for the service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the June 18th, 2023 service at Plymouth, the third Sunday after Pentecost. The sermon will be delivered by Pastor Patricia Berger.
Let all creation sing with gladness. Make a joyful noise to our Creator. Come and abide with the one who formed us. Make a joyful noise to our Creator. Give thanks and praise and bless God's name.
Make a joyful noise to our Creator.
Next is the hymn, Praise Ye the Lord, the Almighty.
Testament scripture reading is from the book of Genesis, Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on since you have come to your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly 3 measures of choice flour kneaded and make cakes." Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" And he said, "There in the tent." Then one said, "I will surely return to you in the due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent entrance behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age. It had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I have grown old and my husband is old, shall I have pleasure?" The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old?' Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? At the set time, I will return to you in due season, and Sarah shall have a son." But Sarah denied, saying, "I did not laugh," for she was afraid. He said, "Oh, yes, you did laugh." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us sing now hymn number 24 from the Lift Up Songbook, "God is So Good."
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. And I have to put in parentheses here, it's almost hard for me not to sing the children's song because they're all in the same. But anyway, I'll behave myself and we'll sing the song. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This is the first time I've been up here without the screen.
I hope I'm dressed. Is anything too difficult for God? Well, no, we think. God can do everything. And then something difficult happens to us or to someone we know, and we think, where is God in this? How is it that this had to happen? This may be one of the situations in which we find Abraham in our reading today. He's out sitting in front of his tent, and then he looks up and three visitors are standing in front of him. Apparently, three divine visitors, and somehow Abraham knew this. Abraham gets up from his chair, bows to the ground in front of them, offers them water to drink, water to wash their feet, space to rest under the trees. He runs into the tent and tells Sarah to make flour and then make some cakes. And then he runs into the field where his herd was. The running part is something we need to remember. Men in that time did not run because men were wearing robes. And if one ran, one's robe would tangle in one's legs and one would fall over, and that wouldn't be dignified. So, you don't run, but Abraham did, and so for sure he knew these were important visitors. He ran to the field, took a young calf, and gave it to a servant to prepare. Now, I know nothing about cows, and even less about preparing them. So I called my sister-in-law, who grew up on the same dairy farm that my husband did, and she didn't remember a lot, but she remembered enough. She said that it would take at least an hour. She said it must have been a very young calf. It would take at least an hour to prepare this calf for roasting, and then if you cut the meat into very small pieces, it'd take maybe half an hour to get the meat done so that you could eat it. So this isn't like these three people dropped in from nowhere and you offered them a glass of water and a few of your strawberries. I mean, these are important people. And Abraham knew this and was treating them appropriately. The men sat and chatted. They asked after the wife and kids. And then the big question: where's your wife, Sarah? There in the tent. And one said, I'll be back, and Sarah will have a child. Sarah laughed to herself, she thought. This was not a young couple. Abraham was into his 90s, maybe well into his 90s, and Sarah was in the same age range. When we think of challenges, this would have been a big one for Abraham and for Sarah. Men were supposed to father children. Women were supposed to have children. That hadn't happened. And they were no longer young. And now they would have a child? Sure. The Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? I will return, and Sarah will have a son. Sarah said, I did not laugh. The holy man said, you will have a child, and you did laugh. And it happened as he said. He returned. Sarah had a child. Talk about encouragement. God's encouragement. And the baby's name was Isaac, and Isaac means laugh. Our gospel reading for today has its share of challenges and encouragements also. Jesus is sending the disciples out into the countryside. What they were to take with them, and all that they were to take with them,
is the authority that Jesus has given them to cast out unclean spirits, the authority to cure every disease and sickness, and the authority to proclaim the good news. They aren't to take money with them. They aren't to take a bag with a clean shirt in it. None of that. They're to expect hospitality from those to whom they are being helpful. And that's because Jesus said the laborers deserve their food. If the house or the town is not hospitable, they're to shake its dust off their feet as they leave, and things will be very sad for that person or that town. And the disciples weren't to worry about what they were to say. Holy Spirit would speak through them. It seems to me that it would indeed have been challenging for the disciples to need to depend on others, in this case God, for their welfare, and especially for their words. Perhaps you've been in a situation, as I have, where someone said to you, "Oh, don't worry about what you're going to say. It'll occur to you what to say." That makes all words fly out of my entire body. They've just not been reassuring words for me. And then imagine the disciples as they go, and Holy Spirit indeed has appropriate words come from their mouths. After it happened once, and then happened once again, and then once again, talk about encouragement. And then imagine the talk around the campfire after a day of doing that kind of ministry. It's still challenging for us today. We aren't often sent out empty-handed to speak words that God would give us to say or to heal with authority given to us by Jesus. But there are tasks that need our attention. Our arms and legs and ears and mouths, in order that those tasks be accompanied for the kingdom. And how are we at receiving those tasks? We heard in the announcements this morning about some of the things that we've been doing, and that we've been doing pretty dadgum well, I would say. So we're on the road, and we need to stay on the road. How hospitable are we when God comes calling? The challenge of God's kingdom for us would seem to be that we be welcoming when God comes calling. Not an easy assignment always. But the encouragement also comes calling when we allow room for it. Holy Spirit will see to it that we do the right thing and that we say the right thing. We simply need to do the welcoming of God part. And Jesus said, "The one who endures to the end will be saved." Our lives are fitting us for the tasks God needs for us to accomplish. Let's be about the business of being ready and welcoming every time that God comes calling. Let us pray. Gracious God, we're so grateful for your presence in our lives, in each of our lives. Remind us who we are and whose we are, that we might do our part. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Next is the hymn, "Take My Life."
Take my life, and let it be a sacred and Lord to me.
of our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Next is the hymn, Called as Partners in Christ's Service. Next is the hymn, How Great Thou Art.
I hear the rolling thunder.
sings.